Key points. The Kangal and the Cane Corso are both massive dogs. But the Kangal is bigger, at a maximum of 145 pounds compared to the Cane Corso's max of 110. Cane Corsos have short, silky fur, wrinkly muzzles, and pointed ears, while Kangals have thick, furry coats, and floppy ears. Both dog breeds are highly protective with a gentle side, but the Cane Corso is more likely to rebel against its owner. With all of the giant dogs breeds out there, you may be wondering what the difference is between a Kangal and Cane Corso. What do these two dog breeds share with one another, and what differences drive them apart? In this article, we will attempt to answer all of these questions and more. We will address the appearances, ancestries, and behavior of both of these breeds. Additionally, we will go over what they were originally bred for, their lifespans, and what you might expect out of owning either of these two regal dog breeds. Let's get started and talk about Kangals and Cane Corsos now. Comparing Kangal versus Cane Corso. Key differences between Kangal versus Cane Corso. There are many key differences between Kangals and Cane Corso. The Kangal dog grows larger in both height and weight compared to the Cane Corso. Additionally, the Cane Corso has short, shiny fur, while the Kangal has thick and coarse fur. The Kangal originated long ago in Turkey, while the Cane Corso originated in Italy. Finally, the Kangal has a slightly longer lifespan than the Cane Corso. Let's take a look at all of these differences in more detail now. Kangal versus Cane Corso, size. One of the main things you will notice looking at a Kangal and a Cane Corso side by side is the fact that the Kangal is much larger than the Cane Corso. This is saying something, considering that they are both large to giant dogs. But just how much larger is the Kangal compared to the Cane Corso? Let's take a closer look now. The Kangal measures 30 to 32 inches tall on average, while the Cane Corso only measures 23 to 28 inches tall. The Cane Corso weighs 80 to 110 pounds, depending on gender, while the Kangal weighs 90 to 145 pounds on average. This is a fairly large size difference, especially if you aren't expecting just how large the Kangal dog is. Kangal versus Cane Corso, appearance. You can easily tell a Kangal apart from a Cane Corso using a variety of physical features. For example, the Cane Corso has short and glossy fur, while the coat of the Kangal is thick and coarse. Additionally, the Kangal typically has a fawn coat with a black muzzle, while the Cane Corso is found in a variety of colors, including black, fawn, gray, and red. The ears of the Kangal are floppy and large, while the ears of the Cane Corso are pointed and small. While both of these dogs are extremely muscular and well-built, the head of the Cane Corso looks larger and more square compared to the head of the Kangal. Kangal versus Cane Corso, ancestry and breeding. While both of these dogs were bred for their protective qualities and fighting abilities, there are some differences in the ancestry of the Kangal and the Cane Corso. For example, the Kangal was originally bred in 12th century Turkey, while the Cane Corso was originally bred in Italy. They were both used for protection but in slightly different ways. Let's talk more about this now. The Kangal is a millennia-old shepherd breed, also known as the Anatolian Shepherd or Quat, Anatolian Lion. Quat, smarts, independence and an extremely strong bite are why it was bred to protect families, herds of livestock, and farmland from threats. These dogs excelled at guarding their families and homes against lions, jackals, cheetahs, wolves, and people. The Cane Corso was originally bred to fight for and protect soldiers in battle. Later on, people began using the breed more to help hunt wild boar and guard farms. It's very fortunate that Italian enthusiasts brought this majestic breed back from the brink of extinction during the early 20th century. Both of these breeds maintain their protective natures to this day and are prized for them. Let's talk about their behaviors in a bit more detail. Kangal versus Cane Corso, behavior. Both the Kangal and the Cane Corso are powerful protectors and watchdogs. They are ideal for families with plenty of space to roam, as these big dogs need a decent amount of stimulation to feel satisfied. However, the Kangal is less likely to challenge the dominance of its owner compared to the Cane Corso. Both of these confident dogs need consistent training and assertiveness in order to find their place in their families. However, with adequate training, both the Cane Corso and the Kangal make fantastic family companions and watchdogs. Kangal versus Cane Corso, lifespan. The final difference between the Kangal and the King Corso is their lifespans. Despite the Kangal being larger than the King Corso, their lifespan is slightly longer. Most large dogs live shorter lives than smaller dogs, but this doesn't appear to be the case with Kangals and King Corsos. For example, the Kangal lives an average of 10 to 13 years, while the King Corso lives 9 to 12 years. However, it always depends on the health and wellness of each individual dog. Make sure your Kangal or King Corso gets a well-balanced diet and plenty of exercises to keep healthy. Could a Kangal beat a wolf in a fight? We know that Kangals were bred to protect livestock from wolves and other threats, but how well would they do in an all-out fight? Actually, the answer, if you consider bite force only, is that the Kangal could almost certainly win against one lone wolf. A wolf has a bite force of 400 psi, but a Kangal has a bone-crushing bite force of 743 psi. The wolf may or may not be a better fighter, but the Kangal's jaws could do more damage. Up next. Have you always wondered about the distinctions between similar dog breeds? Lucky for you, we've to sort out plenty more similarities and differences between dog breeds people tend to compare or confuse with one another. Blue Heeler vs. Australian Shepherd. One's a popular breed in the US, and one comes from the other side of the world. And you might be surprised which is which. English vs. American Golden Retriever. Everyone knows about America's most beloved breed, but who knew they had a cousin from across the pond? Malamute vs. Husky. The six differences that set them apart. Quick tip. The Malamute is the one with that cute, curly tail. German Shepherd vs. Belgian Malinois. The top six differences explained. Looking for more big, regal shepherds that make excellent guardians?